Welcome to the Interpreter Foundation podcast. I'm Martin Tanner, your host. Our discussion topic for this podcast is the meaning of the phrase one eternal round. Before we begin, we want you to know the Interpreter Foundation supports the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints through scholarship. We make the latest and best scholarship available to you in podcasts, journals, books, seminars, films, radio shows, and scripture roundtables. Please check out everything Interpreter has to offer at interpreterfoundation.org. If you like this show, please tell your friends about it and give us a five-star review. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Casts, Libsyn, and other podcast apps. Because the Interpreter Foundation is not owned by the church, the comments we make are solely our own responsibility. And now, on to our discussion topic, the meaning of the phrase one eternal round. This is such a fascinating phrase. It appears three times in the Book of Mormon. It does not appear in the Bible. It appears twice in the Doctrine and Covenants and once in Lecture of Faith number 3. Over the years, I've heard a number of interpretations of what the phrase one eternal round means. Sadly, one of the most recently popular explanations is the idea that it refers to multiple mortal probations, or in other words, reincarnation. I will tell you categorically that this is wrong. Another idea is that one eternal round means that God is continually progressing or passing through various levels of all exaltation. More about that in a minute. What I can say is that because of how it's used in the Book of Mormon, we do have a pretty good idea of what it means, and also because it was used in places outside of the Book of Mormon, we know that Book of Mormon usage is consistent with the way that it was used in society at the time of Joseph Smith. In 1 Nephi, chapter 10, verse 19, we have this verse, quote, "For he that diligently seeketh shall find, and the mysteries of God shall be unfolded unto them by the power of the Holy Ghost, as well in these times as in times of old, and as well in times of old as in times to come. Wherefore, the course of the Lord is one eternal round," close quote. There is one Book of Mormon example. Another one is at Alma chapter 7, verse 20. Quote, "I perceive that it has been made known unto you by the testimony of his word that he," meaning the Lord, "cannot walk in crooked paths, neither doth he vary from that which he hath said, neither hath he a shadow of turning from right to the left, or from that which is right to that which is wrong. Therefore, his course is one eternal round," close quote. Now, that phrase is a little bit difficult because it's slightly contrary to common sense. If you don't go to the right or the left, then you're going straight. If you're going straight, then in what sense are you doing something that is round? More about that later. Because the word round simply means repetition, as in going around again, doing the same thing over and over. Our third Book of Mormon example is in Alma chapter 37, verse 12. Quote, "And it may suffice if I only say they are preserved for a wise purpose, which purpose is known unto God. For he doth counsel in wisdom over all his works, and his paths are straight, and his course is one eternal round," close quote. Again, that's Alma 37:12. The meaning here, in short, is that God is consistent. He has established patterns. He doesn't vary from them. He does repeat them. And in that sense, he does go around and around with his patterns. But that doesn't mean that he deviates from his course. He repeats what he has done, but he doesn't deviate from what's right and correct, nor from what he has said. And that is what one eternal round means. It's really that simple. One eternal round means God repeats a cycle of actions and God is consistent. So, where does this phrase come from? Is it unique to Latter-day Saint scripture? No. The phrase does predate the publication of the Book of Mormon. Here are a couple of examples of the use of the phrase one eternal round outside of the Book of Mormon. This comes from the Universal Magazine of Knowledge and Pleasure on page 316. The date of this magazine, 1768. Quote, "Bewildered in extremes of rage and dread, I'm cruel from my fears, and from my cruelty, my fears increase while one eternal round of torture plays the tyrant in my breast." Close quote. Now, here, one eternal round isn't used in a positive sense, it is used in a way that does talk about a repeating cycle. Here's another example. Quote, "Honor that shall ever shine and never be reproached nor condemned. Glory that shall never fade away, whilst one eternal round of joy shall through vast eternity break in upon the soul." Close quote. That's from the Methodist Review, Volume 4, page 227, published in 1821. So that's still before the Book of Mormon, but very close to the same time. Here's another example. This one is from the works of William Mason, Volume 1, page 483, published in 1811. Quote, "And give new blessings every hour, not time itself his love can bound. It rolls in one eternal round." Close quote. Another example, this one from the Literary Gazette in 1820. Quote, "He rarely retires to rest before midnight, and the whole day long, his is one eternal round of occupation." Close quote. So we see from these examples that the phrase one eternal round doesn't necessarily have to just refer to God, although in the LDS context it always seems to, but it refers always to repetition and repetition of something that in most contexts is good, but it's definitely repetition in cycles, consistency, and repetition. And in the Book of Mormon, in the gospel sense, it's always something that is good. One eternal round, as I mentioned earlier, is not found anywhere in the Bible. And that is fascinating because it's a great phrase and it works well with biblical principles because God in the Bible does repeat certain cycles, and certain cycles are repeated in the Bible. And hence we have the goodness of God repeated as one eternal round in the Bible and the foibles of humans repeated in one eternal round over and over again. In the Book of Mormon, we're told that Yahweh or Jehovah is one eternal round. For example, in 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 5, It's something that has been given different meanings in Latter-day Saint usage. It's also been given a number of different usages in the Jewish faith, which I find quite fascinating because, again, it is not something that is found in the Bible, not the Jewish Bible, not the Greek Bible. One of the places where we learn about the idea of one eternal round is in the idea of God's consistency. Many of the early Jewish Kabbalists were inclined to accept the view that God's substance and essence and purposes were repeated and would continually be repeated over and over again. This is the same idea of one eternal round that we find in the Book of Mormon and that we also find in a number of different places. So then the question becomes, is the phrase one eternal round found in the Book of Mormon, which is a translation of an ancient Jewish work, inconsistent or inappropriate or an anachronism? The answer is absolutely not, because it actually expresses a very deep concept of the Jewish faith. And it's the notion that God is doing something that has been done before. This concept is found in the Zohar and in Jewish mysticism and in the writings of the Kabbalists. And it's also because of those things that we have great evidence that finding it in the Book of Mormon is certainly consistent with that being an ancient book. I hope you've enjoyed this short little discussion about the meaning of one eternal round. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. Join us again for another Interpreter Roundtable discussion.